Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet 'em, greet 'em, treat 'em, and street 'em. Today's date is December 16th, 2012, but this show will be posted on Sunday, December 30th. Yes, this is going to be our final SGEM for 2012. I'm your host, Ken Milne, and today I have an extra special guest, Lauren Westifer. Now, Lauren, you may recognize her name as a former Keener contest winner. According to her Twitter feed, oh my God, this is sounding like an eHarmony thing. Lauren is a fourth-year medical student passionate about emergency medicine, public and global health, and FOMED. And it's the FOMED that's brought us here today on the SGEM. Lauren has her fingers on the pulse of free online access to medical education. Say hello to Lauren.
Hey, y'all. I'm Lauren. I'm a fourth-year medical student, as he said, doing my dual master's of public health. If you hear my southern accent, I know I say I'm from South Florida, but that's only where I'm in med school. I'm actually from the panhandle of Florida, and it's a little like lower Alabama there, so it confuses people sometimes, but I'm glad to be here on the SGEM.
Well, I'm confused at the best of times, but I love having that southern accent on the SGEM. I know I just murdered that, didn't I?
No, that was actually quite perfect, I think.
So, you know, you're keen, you're passionate, you're smart because you listen to the SGEM, and it says on your website that or your Twitter thing that you also are very fit and active. I think you're the future of emergency medicine, the perfect person to have on our year-end show. Now, usually our show presents a case, give some feedback or some background information on the topic. We find a great article to review that answers a specific question and then do a critical review on the paper. And we even try to squeeze in some EBM. We give the author's conclusions and, of course, our BEAM, Best Evidence in Emergency Medicine, bottom line. However, from time to time, we like to do something different. Like the podcast we did, I think it was podcast number 10, in fact, on the 10 Commandments of EBM. Lauren, what did you think of that podcast?
I really liked it. I remember actually listening to it at the gym because that's what I do with my foam is I listen to it at the gym so I can multitask. But I thought it was pretty excellent as someone who's not trained in evidence-based medicine. It was awesome to hear.
Well, we do like to do things in tens or fives, in fact, because that's my favorite number. But I wasn't sure if people thought it was over the top. I mean, you know, us EBMers, we can appear a bit like religious zealots. But today, Lauren, we're going to talk about FOMED. FOMED, foamed, I don't know. How do you say it, Lauren?
I call it foam, probably because it's a little shorter. It's a little easier for me to say, but I say foam and then use FOMED as the hashtag.
Okay, so Lauren, you introduced me actually to FOAM. You contacted me via the SGEM when I was trying to cut the KT window down from 10 years down to 1 year using this social media platform. And in particular, Lauren, I think you liked my comment about turning medical education on its head, and rather than the trickle-down approach with the gray hairs and the no hairs and the opinion leaders providing the information, the SGEM tries to, and this was the quote, I think, bubble up like foam. And we know that foam rises to the top. It rises to the surface. Right, Lauren?
Absolutely. That's what got me.
Woohoo! So we're foaming. All right. So so with Lauren here, and you know, you're the expert, I'm referring to you, and this is the medical education on its head. I mean, I've been out for almost 20 years, and you're in fourth year medical school. So now teach me what free online access to medical education means. Where did it come from? What are the goals? What's its philosophy? That's what I'd like to cover today, Lauren. So can you tell me all about this foam thing?
So, you know, like you said, I'm really not actually an expert in foam. I kind of came across it accidentally. I was just a non-medical person who somehow managed to get into medical school, and I got really nervous. And so I just put things into iTunes trying to find anything medically related. And I came up with MCRIT and ICU rounds, which is the most absolute backwards way to get into foam. That's pretty high-level critical care type of stuff. But what I found was it made learning medicine really easy, and it made learning basic science actually relevant. And it really challenged some of the things in the textbook and just kind of made my education a little more balanced. So I discovered it back in 2008. And it wasn't coined as foam or anything like that. But over the years, sorry, I'm murdering this.
No, you're not. You're not murdering it. And you know what, Lauren? You are an expert, and you have to believe that. You are the expert. You're in medical school. You're part of a really elite group. And what you've done is you've taken something new, like foam, and teaching it to someone like me who didn't know about it and who has really opened my eyes to this whole concept. So I'm actually very grateful to have made this contact with you.
Right. Well, and that's where foam is neat, is that I think it was actually coined only back in June. So the whole movement, as it's named foam, is actually relatively new, but the concept is old, and it's really exciting to see how much it's really grown just by having it coined foam instead of just all these piecemeal bits of free podcasts, blogs, videos, lectures recorded from across the globe, instead of having those just in isolation, really putting them together and making them more accessible. And that's only been, you know, for the past 6 months or so. So it's pretty exciting. And it's a growing and changing movement, I think, too. So.
And I heard that it started over a couple of foam beverages in Ireland. Is that right?
Absolutely. In fact, over some Guinness, I believe. I wasn't there, but I was following on Twitter as I was traveling up the eastern seaboard of the United States, and I may have been a little jealous and stopped in for a Guinness at a pub myself. So,
I'd like to talk about the five favorite foam sites that you have, or the five favorite resources that you have. And I'm going to let you do one, and then I'm going to do one. And we'll go back and forth, okay? And if you're a regular SGM listener, you know that five is my favorite number. And I'd like to give credit for that to Dr. Corey Slovis. He taught me about the whole rule of five in medicine. It's always five. And if it's six, we can cut one out. And if there's four, we just, you know, make one up. And it's Dr. Slovis that wrote the book on electrolyte abnormalities. He's the chairman of EM at Vanderbilt and an amazing educator and a communicator. And if you ever get a chance to see him talk, I would sign up for his lecture. So, Lauren, I hope you've got a list of five things. I've got my list of five things, and we'll let you go first.
I sure do. All right. This was tough, but my number one slot is going to go to Life in the Fast Lane, because Woo-hoo! They have such a comprehensive just database of clinical scenarios, case-based resources, and they cover all major foam in their weekly reviews. So it's just an awesome resource.
And that's out of Australia, isn't it? By a gentleman, Dr. Mike Corrigan. Am I saying that right?
I don't actually know. I think it's Cadogan and Chris Nixon, and they've got a whole team of people, but yes.
Your accent makes everything sound nicer. It's better than me saying, yeah, how's it going, you hoser? So I'm going to start with my number one, and my number one is the best journal club ever, and I've talked about it before, and that's the Wash U Journal Club out of St. Louis, started by Chris Carpenter, and he's been on the SGEM. He's an assistant professor in emergency medicine, the director of EBM, double board certified in EM and internal medicine, has an interest in geriatric medicine, a BEAM faculty member, and obviously one of the smartest guys I've ever met. Now, this free online resource gives information in layers, sort of like onions. Onions have layers, right, Lauren?
That's right.
I know, that was my best Shrek. Maybe it's more like parfait. Everybody like parfait. And so each year gets a question. And so the 4 years, of course, present a case, give background information, and then each year answers a specific question. This is great stuff, and it's all free, and it goes back to 2009. And we'll put up the links on the site. What's your number two?
My number two is freeemergencytalks.net from Joe Lex out of Temple.
Oh my goodness, that's my number two as well. We didn't plan this. That's my number two.
It's so amazing that you can go and query, you know, anything from a hanging injury to electrolytes or what have you, and get lectures from across the world, major conferences, and it's all free, and you can convert it into a podcast format on your iTunes or what have you. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, Joe Lex is from Temple University, and he's a man, he's a myth, he's a legend in emergency medicine. And he could be considered the father of free online access to medical education, because he's been doing this for years, and he's got 2,100, yes, 2,100 free MP3 lectures from around the world. And I try to find in every show a reason to put my pinky to my finger and say he has over 500,000 downloads. What an amazing repository of knowledge. So now we've covered number two for both of us. What's your number three, Lauren?
My number three is Academic Life and Emergency Medicine, and it's by Michelle Lynn et al. Out of I think she's out of UCSF, and she's got people who are contributing to it from across the United States. So it's a great blog that has evidence-based, pragmatic, accessible information, and it's growing. It seems like exponentially. There's a new pharmacology component. It's just incredible, and you can pull it up on your phone on shift and find out all the evidence-based, you know, reasons behind imaging for what have you or something. It's really neat.
This is great. We're generating a super list. My number three is EMCast, and you can get it at emedhome.com. And this is the monthly podcast series run by Dr. Amal Mattu. He's the professor of emergency medicine and the vice chair for the department at the University of Maryland in Baltimore. And his podcasts are about 90 minutes long, and he looks at recent literature, cases, hot topics, and the target audience for him is ER physicians, and he wants to help them apply the latest, greatest evidence-based medicine. And you know what? It's so good, you can even get CME credits. So I like EMCast by Amal Mattu. Do you have a number four?
Yes, sir, I do. It's St. Emlyn's. It's a blog out of the United Kingdom. It's a relative newcomer, but they're doing amazing things with online journal clubs, doing critical reviews of basic topics, and reviewing recent articles. It's really taken off and just incredible, I think.
My number four is EM Crit, and that's the blog and podcast by Dr. Scott Weingart. He's an ED intensivist from New York City, so forget about it. I just love doing this show just so I can do cheesy accents. Forget about it, Scott. His goal is to bring upstairs care, like the ICU and critical care, downstairs, one podcast at a time. And Scott puts up a 20-minute podcast every 2 weeks, bringing EBM to critical care, trauma, and resuscitation right to the patient's bedside. You got number five?
So my number five is a little non-conventional. I cheated a little bit here. It's Twitter. So it's not really a single foam source, but there's just amazing discourse that happens in the forum. It's how I find out about new podcasts like the S-Gym, about new blogs, and just, you know, talking about literature, new papers, and even learning a lot of evidence-based medicine names and how to talk about things. It's really helped. So there are people to follow like @foamstarter and @foam_highlights to kind of figure out who to follow on the Twitter world to really maximize the resource.
Well, Lauren, I mean, really, the only person anyone needs to follow is you.
Well, you know, agree to disagree.
You've got your finger on the pulse. You're the Twitterer. You're the one. All right, so my number five is that guy Newman, and not Jerry Seinfeld's nemesis. I'm talking about David Newman. Yes, he does the NNT and Smart EM podcast. Now, did you see how I squeezed, Lauren? I squeezed six into five by having two. I got his podcast and his website. So the NNT, great summary. I mean, David does a great job. He's the director of clinical research at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, and he's the author of Hippocrates' Shadow. Have you read that book yet?
I haven't, but I really, it's on my list to read because anything by David Newman is like ruining Santa Claus for me. It's so amazing and earth-shattering, so I can't wait.
Tell you what, I am going to send you a copy as a gift for doing this show with me today. I'm going to send you a copy of David Newman's book, Hippocrates' Shadow, Secrets from the House of Medicine, just to say thank you for being so kind to take some time to do this podcast with me.
Oh, amazing.
So he does the NNT, and he gives the red light, don't do, yellow light, we've got evidence for and against, and green light, you should probably be doing this. And then, of course, he has the black triangle with the exclamation mark, which I refer to as, here's my license. He gives the number needed to treat, the number needed to harm, and it's a great way to talk to patients about the benefits and harms of various treatments and investigations. The Smart EM podcast he does is the Deep Dive podcast, and it's on various ER topics, and it's usually myth-busting. It's like, yeah, there is no Santa Claus? Next thing you're going to tell me there's no Tooth Fairy. But it usually challenges some of the long-held beliefs we have. He does it with his wife, Dr. Ashley Shrevers, and I've got to admit, I like it better with her on there, just like I'm enjoying this show with someone on it. I like it when they do the he said, she said marital banter and stuff, and I just like it better than just David alone. But anyways, there's my list, there's your list, and interesting, we had one overlap with Joe Lex, the father of FOMED. That's what I'm going to call him now, the father of FOMED.
Perfect.
You may have noticed not on our list of free online access to medical education was EMA, or Emergency Medicine Abstracts, and EMRAP. While these are outstanding educational products by Jerry Hoffman, Rick Bucata, and Mel Herbert, you must pay for these services. And like I said, they're excellent services, and I've certainly learned a ton from these guys. Today's show is about the free online access to medical education. So that's why they didn't make our shortlist. So Lauren, thanks very much for being on the show. What are your future plans, Lauren? Where are you going from here after your fourth year?
Well, I found that out in March. Right now I'm applying for residency for emergency medicine. So anywhere that will train me and make me a good emergency med doc will suffice. So we'll see.
Well, if there are program directors listening to the SGEM and people out there that make those kind of decisions, this is the type of person you need in your program. This is the future of emergency medicine. Having those skills, that knowledge, and then certainly the right attitude, the person that you can get along with. I'd say Lauren's the person to shortlist. Lauren's the one to take.
I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, I was going to say, do you have any kind of keener question you want? Because usually we have a keener question.
Right, and I was trying to think about that, and I'm a kind of a practical person, and I'd like to do something about evidence-based medicine. I don't know if you have something planned, but even something simple like what is the likelihood ratio or something like that has nothing to do with foam, but it's how I learned about evidence-based medicine, so I think it'd be kind of cool.
Okay, so we'll ask a evidence-based medicine question, and that is, what is a funnel plot? What is a funnel plot and how is it used in evidence-based medicine? How's that? Because it is New Year's, right? It's New Year's Eve. This is going to go out on the 30th. So we'll do funnel plots.
Perfect.
All right. So I like to finish the show by just, you know, using the like us on Facebook. We need more Facebook likes, Lauren. Spread the word, okay? Follow us on Twitter. Happy New Year's to everyone out there and all the best in 2013. And Lauren, do you know what I say at the end of all my podcasts?
Be skeptical of anything you're taught, even if you learned it on the SGEM.
I love it. Thank you so much, Lauren, for being on. All the best, and we'll stay in touch.
Appreciate that. Be safe.
Kindness yet for old lang syne.